forms. Often, maybe you go to sleep, you dream. Yesterday, I
dreamed.
Okay, and I have
dreamed.
Okay. You were dreaming, but all of a sudden you
dream.
Right, something to discontinue the dream because you.
Oh, I finished. Oh, I see it. I dreamt.
What about just you know, your eyes open and there you are.
I dreamed and then I became. I woke.
Okay.
I woke from my dream.
Okay. If I bring my foot down very hard on the floor, you say that I did what?
You stomp.
Okay. And if a boy meets a girl at a party and he would like to see her home, he might ask her, well, may I do what?
Walk you home.
Okay. Would you ever say, take you home?
Take you home. Mm-hmm.
Carry you home.
Oops.
Carry on.
Okay. All right, if in order to get a boat up out of the water on the land, you might have to take a rope tied to the boat and
pull.
Okay, if your car is stalled on the street, you may ask somebody to give you a
push.
Okay. If if you carried a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of just saying, I carried it, you might say, I.
Instead of saying you carry the suitcase,
yeah.
I can't think of any other verb form right now to do what carry.
Okay. You might not use this, but have you ever heard anybody say, I lugged it?
Yes, I've had lugged.
What about toted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you're in the kitchen cooking something and a child is in there, you say, well, that stove is very hot, so
stay away.
Okay, or maybe don't touch it.
Don't touch the stove.
Okay. If there is a knife sitting in there on the kitchen table and you want it, you might tell me what?
Bring the knife to me.
Okay. What about, what do you call that thing at the end of a football field? That's the
goal line.
Okay. The verb catch, throw something, I'm supposed to catch it. You would say, yesterday I
caught the ball.
Okay, and I have
caught the ball.
Okay. If we're going to go to town, we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
meet you there.
Okay. Or if I get there before you, I'll
wait on you.
Okay. If somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you might say he seems to be in a good mood. Would you ever say a good humor?
I just said good humor, right?
Good humor, okay. What about if you have a hired man who keeps loafing all day long, not doing the work that he's supposed to do, you might decide to discharge him. You might tell a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
rid of him.
And if the man comes back asking you to take him on again, he might say, just give me
another chance.
Okay. And what about a man who really doesn't know what's going on, but he
suspect?
Okay. Or he gave you the impression that he did, but he actually didn't. You'd say he Would you ever say he acted like he knew it all?
I don't think I use acted or not.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say he made out like he knew it all?
Okay. I've heard that before. Made out like he made it know.
Okay. What about if a boy leaves his best pencil on his desk and when he gets back, it's not there anymore.